Protests are being held across the United States today in protest or in response to the deaths of Elton Sterling in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Philando Castile in Falcon Heights, Minnesota, at the hands of police officers. The protests have been overwhelmingly peaceful, but tension boiled over in Minnesota and Louisiana, where police have arrested hundreds of people on charges of rioting and public nuisance. Meanwhile, in Dallas, Texas, investigations are continuing into the deaths of five police officers who were shot by a sniper at a Black Lives Matter protest. Seven other officers were injured in the shooter. Micah Johnson, a retired soldier, was killed by a bomb attached to a police bomb defusal robot. Authorities say Johnson had said he was upset and frustrated by the killing of unarmed black people by police. Well, now we cross to Jonathan Bachman, a photographer working with Reuters. He has a quite amazing image that is being shared very widely on social media at the moment. Jonathan is at a protest in Baton Rouge right now. Thank you for your time, Jonathan.
Thank you for having me.
This protest, did it begin just in the last half hour or so?
The protest was actually from yesterday.
Ah, I understand. I had the feeling there was another march due to start around about now. Perhaps could we begin with this photograph that you've taken of a very dignified woman standing up with two officers, at least two police officers, heavily geared up they are, and it's being shared around the world. And what did you see with your eyes there? What did you capture there? What does it say, that image?
Well, what had happened is a group of demonstrators were in front of the Baton Rouge Police Headquarters and Airline Highway, which runs right along the front of the building, was blocked by demonstrators and law enforcement in Louisiana, combined of state troopers, the local parish sheriff's department, and Baton Rouge PD came out in riot gear to clear the street. They effectively did clear the street and arrested about three people trying to clear the protesters off to the side. I was paying attention, photographing protesters arguing with police when I turned to my right and saw this woman who had stepped into the road. And she was clearly, very clearly making a stand that she was going to stay here and the police were going to have to remove her. And she didn't show any aggression towards the police. Once the police put their hands on her, she didn't resist. And I think it was... it showed that that the protests down here are peaceful, and I think the image summed up that what's going on here is a peaceful protest. And you know, people down here are angry, and they have every right to be angry. And you know, it's just that it has not turned to violence, which is great.
I know it's not about the image, that's not what the focus is, but some have commented calling it a legendary picture that will be in the history books from this time. And is that because it is really capturing, I mean, again, you're there, just describe to us the mood among police, five officers killed at the weekend, the mood among the protesters who've seen, again, people shot, their people shot and killed by police in highly emotional circumstances in one case where the aftermath was streamed to the world to see. This has been a repeated occurrence. And what is it that you are experiencing as people come out and march?
The tensions are very high, and people are angry. And, you know, they have, I feel like, these demonstrators, they've been trying to tell us for decades, and we've kind of turned a blind eye to what has been going on. And you know, now that there are cell phones and people are able to videotape, we're able to see, you know, how sad and tragic these are. You know, because you're carrying a firearm, it doesn't mean you should be shot and killed. And I think just tensions have finally boiled over, and that's what we're seeing here in Baton Rouge. People are upset. People are coming in from the South and all parts of the country to join with these demonstrators, And you know, they're saying enough is enough. We're not going to take this anymore.
Yesterday, I mean, one of the things that I just find quite overwhelming is the way these police officers, I mean, their armoury is more reminiscent of what you might see in a war zone, and their protective gear and visors down very hard to make any kind of eye contact. And again, this woman, this striking image of her standing up to the group. What happened, by the way? Because these two officers come up to her, and what happened next?
What happened is they grabbed her and they quickly took her back to the police station, where I imagine she's detained. So I wasn't sure if I'm not positive if she was let go or if she was detained and booked for probably obstructing a road, which has probably happened. And I think it's just the tensions boiling over in this individual woman. I can't speak for her, but from what I sense is that she had had enough, and she was making her stand, and she was making a point, and she's saying, "I'm not moving." And you're right to speak to the armory and the amount of the militarization that we see in our local police departments. It's quite scary. It's very uncomfortable to see assault rifles and riot shields, you know, on a normal street that you drive down on every day, you know. It's alarming. Absolutely alarming.
More than 100 people were arrested there yesterday, is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. There were, I think, a little over 100 were arrested.
I mean, this image again shows police lined up across the road. And what were the circumstances of those arrests?
I don't know. I was just at a press conference where our governor spoke along with colonel of the state trooper, for Louisiana, and they had mentioned that they were all booked for blocking a roadway, and what they were doing is anyone who had stepped out into the road, they were grabbing and arresting.
What of now? Because as I understand it, there was going to be a rally starting about 5 p.m. your time, so about 10 a.m. our time, at the Capitol building in Baton Rouge. I know it's very hot there. It's nearly 38 degrees Celsius, or 100 degrees Fahrenheit there, and that might be the reason it's been starting a little later in the day. Have people gathered for that?
Absolutely. For what I heard from there is that it was a very peaceful demonstration, and it is kind of wound down. And you know, we're just going to kind of sit here and wait and see what happens tonight. And all we can do is hope and pray that, you know, it remains peaceful, because, you know, violence isn't the answer, and seeing more people get hurt would just be devastating. You know, as a news photographer, you see a lot of pain and violence in the world, and you just hate to see continue.
The Black Lives Matter movement has been drawing attention to these police shootings for some time now, and making people aware of, as you say, just how upset people are at so many African-American men in particular being shot in police incidents. What has also happened in recent days is the killing of 5 police officers, the biggest toll on the police force since 9/11. From a distance, one can only imagine, and is trying to understand the various tensions and forces at play in your country at the moment. There in the middle of it, what would you say?
You know, I can really speak to what is going on here in Baton Rouge, but honestly, I haven't been to Dallas. I haven't talked with any of my colleagues who are over there, so I just don't know if I feel comfortable speaking about it. Me personally, not as a photographer, you know, it's horrifying to see those videos of, you know, hear those shots ring out during a demonstration, and you know, me personally, that is it's very upsetting.
I really appreciate you taking time to speak to us, Jonathan. Thank you. Jonathan Bachman, photographer working for Reuters. He's in Baton Rouge. And that image he took yesterday has been shared multiple times on social media. There's a snapshot of a Twitter share on our webpage, radionz.co.nz/9tonoon. I think you can see why many people believe it captures a particular moment in the United States right now.